Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Of course, the Olympics get started later this week. And, well, new for Illinoisans, we can now bet on the games. That's right. Dan Kilbridge joins us now from bookies.com. Dan, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So this is new for Illinois. How many other states currently will let us bet on the 200-meter butterfly?
I believe the number is 8 right now that have approved full Olympic wagering. So, you know, that's just another way for Illinois to kind of establish itself as a real player in sports betting. As of right now, they're one of the top three markets in the country. So this just kind of adds to that, and should be a lot of fun to see how it goes the first time around here once we get going.
Now, and so if here in Illinois it's the first time, is it the first time elsewhere too and for other states?
Yes. It was offered in Nevada in 2016, I believe, was the first time that Vegas even took action on the Olympics. And since then, there have been no other states that legalized it up until 2018, when individual states began to approve legal sports wagering. So this is definitely going to be a trial run of sorts, not only for Illinois, but the other states like Michigan and others that have approved it. And I think everyone's just kind of interested to see where it goes, how much action there's going to be. I don't think anyone is expecting interest levels approaching, you know, an NFL Sunday or a big Bears game or anything like that. But certainly when you're posting numbers on sports and sports that people will be watching as much as people seem to enjoy the Olympics, I think it could do quite well.
We're talking to Dan Kilbridge of bookies.com. So I want one other question along how where Illinois fits in then. You say there are about 8 states that allow sports gambling on the Olympics. What's the percentage of states? I guess my question is, are they in the minority or majority when it comes to allowing sports betting in general? I'm wording that terribly, Dan, but are there a lot of states where you can bet on sports but not the Olympics?
Not many, as okay. far as I know, and I might have that that number wrong in
sure.
terms of the states that do allow it right now. But I believe in terms of like just being able to bet on you know, the full realm of sports and not the Olympics, I don't think that is all that common, as far as I know.
I got you. Okay, that's what I was trying to get at. So will there be bets available on every event?
So far, I mean, they might miss one or two, but I mean, right now at PointsBet in Illinois, you can wager on who's going to win the synchronized swimming,
uh-huh.
or I guess the artistic swimming as it's called now, and handball, and not just events, but also you can wager on things like how many medals a certain country will win, how many gold medals a nation will earn ultimately. So they would set an over under number for that. Like, for example, I believe the over under for the United States is 46.5. So you can wager on whether or not the U.S. will win more or less than 46 gold medals. So just pretty much right now, I mean, everything that you can imagine, not only from an individual game standpoint. I mean, right now you can bet on the USA men's basketball in their first game against France. There's a point spread listed for that. But also the futures odds on whether or not the U.S. will win the men's basketball gold medal, and pretty much everything in between. Swimming track, fencing,
I saw the odds for swimming came out today too. So I'm totally ignorant of gambling, Dan, just so you know. It's not something I know anything about. There's so many of those things. But so let's say dressage, where the horses are prancing around the arena. If someone's going to set the opening odds for that, they have to come at that with the knowledge, right? So you've got to find someone who knows the sport very well, but also knows the gambling industry, right? I mean, how do you establish odds on something brand new like that?
Well, that's a great question, and it's sort of difficult to get a straight answer out of the bookmakers on questions like that. But really, I think a lot of it comes down to, with something like that, you're looking at just past results, how things have gone, which, you know, countries and which individuals have tended to do well. And then there is a point where it is just a lot of legwork, and you're studying all the previews, you're looking at past events that have occurred over the past, you know, however many years that they've been in competition. So it is a bit of a mix of kind of studying the trends historically, and then looking at all the current events, you know, making sure that you're familiar with all the competitors. I certainly don't envy the people who are doing that, because it is a large undertaking.
Right.
But I think it's one that, you know, it's kind of a mix, and maybe they don't always want to give away the recipe there.
We're talking to Dan Kilbridge from bookies.com about the fact that you can bet on the Olympics. So do you think, Dan, that that Olympic betting will be a draw for big-time serious gamblers, or for more of the armchair-type gamblers?
I think it'll be more for the armchair-type gamblers because, you know, so much of the global events is about, you know, people tuning in, even if they're not necessarily a huge sports fan, or certainly if they're not a huge gambler. Something about the Olympics and, you know, seeing the flag in countries across the world just provides that draw. So I do think there will be much more interest from a casual better perspective of, okay, it's Wednesday night, nothing really going on. We got a track and right. field event on. Hey, it'd be fun to, you know, bet $5 on the American sprinter or whoever it may be.
They're showing rhythmic gymnastics. Something has got to make it entertaining, so I'll put some money on it. Something like that.
Exactly.
And then the other thing is, we were talking about the odds on unusual or not unusual, but sports that we're not especially familiar with. We're also seeing a number of athletes having to withdraw because of COVID. And I mean, I just wonder if that would sort of stifle the early betting on all of this.
Certainly. And I think that, you know, that's something that bookmakers had to adjust to unexpectedly just over the past year and a half in all sports, whether it was college football or baseball. You didn't know always who was going to be in the lineup, whether the game was going to even be played. And it just was a constant exercise in staying on top of the latest news and the latest availability. So I think that, you know, bookmakers have had the opportunity now to see how that works. And I think they'll certainly be cautious, you know, on these Olympic events to make sure that they're not setting a line that might get them in trouble if someone does have to leave with COVID. But it's kind of like everything in 2020, 2021. You just have to adjust on the fly and hope for the best.
We're talking about betting on the Olympics coming up. And so I want to go back kind of to where you started, where only two other states have been bringing in more money on sports betting than Illinois.
Yeah, I know New Jersey is the top market in the nation right now, and then Illinois has been kind of going back and forth between that 2 and 3 spot, which, you know, largely due to the fact that they did allow legal mobile registration, where
right.
you could register from anywhere in the state, and now that that's not the case anymore, it'll be interesting to see if those revenue numbers stay similar to what they are now.
Yeah, so they made that allowance because of COVID, but the law said originally you would have to go to a casino or a spot to register in person. Because of COVID, they said, well, we're going to waive that for a period of time. I think that period ended in April. So do most states do it that way, Dan?
No, Illinois is actually one of the very few that requires in-person registration. Most states either say it's all online, and online sports betting is allowed, as is online registration, or they say no online betting at all. You have to go to a physical sports book or casino and place your bets there in person. Illinois is one of the very few hybrids where it's legal to wager online as long as you've already registered at a retail location, which is all well and good if you're, you know, living downtown or in some of the surrounding suburbs. But as you may know, the state of Illinois borders stretch beyond the city of Chicago
yep.
quite a bit in some directions. And you get much further south than, you know, Joliet, you're going to be talking about a big trip to the casino that might not be realistic for some people.
Dan Kilbridge from bookies.com. All right, it was great to talk to you. We'll be watching the Olympics in a whole new way. I appreciate it.
Excellent. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You bet. We're going to talk to Ryan Burrow coming up, too, from the WGN Newsroom. He's got that podcast, Quest for Gold. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.